Welcome back to Horizons.
Katrina Doody O'Connor, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much.
You're with Meals on Wheels.
Yes, that's right. In the old school in Faha, the community centre.
Very good. What's your background? How did you get into this?
My background is really, I have been involved in catering business. My father has a business. I used to help out there when I was young. And then I went off and I went to college for 2 years in Tralee. I was in the old campus, so that was a good bit ago. I started volunteering at the local community centre, delivering the meals. And I was doing that for a while. And then a job came up for cooking, so I decided to take that up because I was to be doing something that I like doing.
But you've been cooking your whole life, it seems like.
Well, most of it anyway.
It seems.
Well, I went to America for a little while.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you go in America?
I went to Boston, so I was there for a while. I didn't do cooking there now because mine did a lady, so I did a bit of cooking, a small bit of cooking. Yeah.
Oh, very good. And how did you get involved with Meals on Wheels?
Basically, when I kind of got interested in it from being in America, because I was always around, I was with minded an old lady. I got to know a lot of the old people around the parish and from delivering the meals to them. And I just basically how I got involved in it when I volunteered, when I had a little bit of spare time to volunteer, I volunteered. And that's how I came about from that, from the volunteering.
So for anybody who doesn't know, what does Meals on Wheels do?
Meals on Wheels provides meals to people of the parish. We cover Ballyhare, Listroy, Milltown, Faha, Rockfield.
You were saying it's about
an hour and 15 minutes.
It's a circle on the map. About an hour.
We try to make a circle anyway. We might be overlapping a few of them, but sure, you try to make a circle if you can.
So you cover that area of the diocese.
Yes. We try to help out anyone that is in need. If you have a family member that's gone into hospital and you need a meal, and anyone really in that area that needs meals or whatever at the time. So basically what we do is we volunteer drivers, and we have a 3-week rota, and we're always looking for new volunteers if you get a chance any time, because people retire and they get sick themselves, and you know, you need to replace them, and life changes.
If I understand it correctly, you and another lady handle all of the cooking.
Yes.
What's her name?
Vivian Hebbs. And we kind of help each other out. If basically the Meals on Wheels are Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and then we have childcare Tuesday and Thursday. So she basically does the Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I do the Monday, Wednesday and Friday. But if we're off or sick or have some appointments or anything, we cover each other.
Oh, very good. And you have a larger group then of volunteer drivers.
We have a larger group then of volunteer drivers. We do a 3-week rota. They like that now. They help each other out. And if they can't turn up, they get in contact with me. Especially in the summertime, I have more chance because I don't have children. Because we do children's meals in the school as well as a preschool there.
Yeah. Am I correct in assuming that Meals on Wheels is generally provided to older people?
Yes. Yeah, but if a younger person needs it too, there's no problem with that, like, you know.
So you don't have an age cutoff for
no,
who you're providing
no,
the food
no
for.
Age limit or no age cutoff. Or say, for instance, we had this girl that her mom was sick, so she needed a meal as well. So
okay,
yeah,
very good. And how long have you been doing this?
About 12 years now, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah. I think 2013.
So you've seen all sorts of trends come
yes,
and go and change
yeah,
over
like
time.
Like that now, you have people coming and going. We're kind of just staying at around the same numbers all the time. You lose some and you gain some. Do you know what I mean? That's the way, that's life, yeah. Do you know, yeah.
Have you noticed any changes in people's tastes for what they like to eat over time?
Yes, when I started first, fish was very popular. And for instance, I think fish has gone very, like they just get fish once a week, where there's a lot of people now that don't like fish, I think.
So it used to be a Friday habit and now there's people who don't want it.
Well,
at all.
I think that was probably a religious thing with maybe older people too. But basically, I suppose that has changed too, but it has changed. But they're getting a little bit more of interest too, but still they like the, I won't say plain dinners, but they like their meat and two veg. And
yeah, I assume and there's no one asking potatoes. You to make them a super spicy curry.
No.
And how, if you've been doing this long, you would have obviously been doing it over COVID. How did that affect you?
It was fine because myself and my husband kind of took over. He was able to do the driving side of it and I was able to do the cooking, and like that was the only way of people meeting people. We had to change a few things. For instance, we used to give them the meals hot in a kind of a thing to keep it hot.
Like a box.
In a box, yeah. And now we give them their own boxes, and we were able to give them in real plates, still keep that, and we'd sterilize them and just give them back the new box again, you know. So it was good for us, yeah. Me, because we have no family, and it was good for the two of us because we were able to get out and be active, yeah, like, do you know what I mean? We weren't at home just together all the time. Well, I know we were together all the time, but we were getting out and being active, like, yeah, you know.
You were a bubble.
We were the bubble, and we were able to get out and work. And at the same time, we were able to check in on people if they needed messages, if they wanted messages, we could get them for them, like, and stuff.
Oh, forget. Yeah. I imagine your husband would probably have been some people's only social connection.
That's all, yeah. And, like, it was hard, very hard on them. Like, some of them was hard to tell them to, you have to stay inside, but they understood, like, do you know what I mean? But it was their only way of meeting people or seeing people for days, like, you know.
That's a fantastic service, yeah, you're providing.
Oh, it was a pleasure doing it because it was good for us too.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was good for us too because we were getting out in our shell and being active, like, you know.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So if anybody wants to contact you to become a volunteer driver for this great service, how can they get in contact with you?
They can get in touch with me. My email is CATHRIONADOC73@hotmail.com.
Excellent. So KatrinaDoc73@hotmail.com.
That's right.
And if anybody wants to drive some boxes of food around to some people, I'm sure you'd appreciate it
because
doing a big old pile of cooking and you need places for the cooking
and like
to go.
That now, it's every 3 weeks, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes the most.
Yeah, because your catchment area is a big hour and 15 circle, as you were saying. Yeah, so it takes about that long to get around it. Perfect. Katrina Doody O'Connor, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you.
This is Ronan McDonough. Cuira Ilonac de Vuira.
Oh, I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. In association with the Legion of Mary, the statue of Our Lady of Fatima will be on Main Street, Killarney, later today. The Rosary and Divine Mercy will be recited at 3 p.m. Please come and join in praying for peace. As a gesture of appreciation for Father Danny Broderick's dedicated service to St. Colman's Parish, a small presentation will be made to him on behalf of the parish community during the 11:15 a.m. Mass today. Everyone is warmly invited to join in giving thanks and bidding him farewell. The Windows of Eyries Art Trail is on from today to the end of August. Artists are invited to bring artworks to Eyries Hall. All mediums are accepted. St. Michael's Basketball Camp is running from Monday to Thursday in the Snaw Community Centre with experienced coaches, open to both members and non-members alike. Check out their social media for details. Bruach na Carraig Rock Chapel is hosting its weekly summer session every Tuesday in July and August at 8:30 p.m. Guest performers this Tuesday are the MacAid family. Come along and join in this lively and enjoyable event. Water Safety Day takes place at Cremon Beach this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This will be a fun and informative event focused on safety in water-based activities, with demonstrations on life-saving techniques and rescue techniques, free life jacket clinic, CPR practices, and more. All are welcome. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X, "Unity in the Church and among the churches is fostered by forgiveness and mutual trust, beginning with our families and communities. If Jesus can trust us, we can certainly trust one another in his name."
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, the history of Ballybunion.